You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back. Forest and Bird's Bird of the Century campaign went viral after British comedian John Oliver rallied in support of the Pū Tiki Tiki. However, behind the viral clips and passionate campaigns, there is a more serious element to the campaign that is aimed at increasing awareness about conservation efforts. I spoke to Alan Rikers from Forest and Bird New Zealand about how this year's campaign has gone and ways that the public can help to contribute to conservation efforts.
Yeah, it's been an absolutely wild campaign this year. First of all, it was different in the fact that Forest and Bird is celebrating its 100th birthday, so we chose to do Bird of the Century. And then, of course, halfway through the campaign, we had the US TV show host John Oliver decide to get into the bird foray and the bird fight, and it's really just been insane ever since then.
Yeah, and you touched on it there, but I guess John Oliver's kind of getting behind the Pū Tiki Tiki was such a big boost. So how did that change the amount of votes you received, and how do you think that his campaign had an effect on your guys' campaign and your competition?
Yeah, so our previous record for the number of verified votes received in a competition was 56,000, and that was back in 2021 in the Pikitoro one. And this time round, we've received literally hundreds of thousands of votes, and we're still working through to finalise what the verified vote number will be.
So how do you think that that has affected the discourse around birds and people talking about birds in New Zealand?
Yeah, it's absolutely ignited a fierce debate in some corners about whether John Oliver should have stepped in. But it's really got us all talking about birds, and not just the Pū Tiki Tiki. We've also seen, you know, dotterels hit the news. We've seen the bittern on Radio New Zealand. So it's really been fantastic for elevating the campaign, and it's been awesome to see some of our local campaign managers riff off what John Oliver has done and put out some amazing memes.
Do you have a bird that you're backing for Bird of the Century?
No, I stay neutral as one of the organisers. I do like the fact that you get to pick five birds and votes. You don't just have to pick one.
When will the results of this contest be announced? When can we expect them?
We'll be announcing them tomorrow morning. So that's Wednesday, the 15th of November at 8 a.m. New Zealand time.
Excellent. And just finally, on a more serious note, because this competition is in order to raise awareness for conservation efforts. So I was just wondering how members of the public who wish to be more involved and want to help you guys out, how they can get more involved in conservation efforts with Forest and Bird.
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many different ways that people can do their bit for the birds, and that can be as simple as keeping your cat inside at night or keeping your dog on a leash when you're on a beach with penguins. You can get involved in trapping in your backyard or in local community groups doing trapping. Forest and Bird has 45 branches across New Zealand that are doing all these types of conservation activities, looking after some of the reserves we own. And you can also join Forest and Bird, and we'll send out things to do, like sign petitions and sign on submissions, so that we can collectively have a voice for our birds and all wildlife in the halls of power.
That was Forest and Bird's Alan Riker.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.